Well, finally, instead of denials, we hear an expert from the 9/11 and terrorism crowd speak about the imposing threat of climate change. This is an excerpt from a speech given by Nafiz Ahmed Mosaddegh at Imperial College, London, November 20, 2007. The title was The Hidden Holocaust, Our Civilizational Crisis. The first half of the speech talked of the death toll of colonial imperialism throughout the world, up to and including Iraq. In the second part, Nafiz looked at the developing world crisis due to several factors, including climate change, peak oil, food shortages, and dying species. The full text of this speech can be found at his blog, nafiz.blogspot.com, and that's spelled nafeez.blogspot.com. You can hear the whole thing in pieces on YouTube, or download it free from Radio EcoShock in the climate pages at www.ecoshock.org. It's 2 hours long. Nafiz Ahmed is the author of The War on Freedom, How and Why America Was Attacked, September 11, 2001, Behind the War on Terror, Western Secret Strategy and the Struggle for Iraq, published in 2003, The War on Truth, 9/11, Disinformation, and the Anatomy of Terrorism, published in 2005, and finally, The London Bombings, an Independent Inquiry, published by Duckworth in 2006. Here is what he had to say about climate.
Starting on the issue of climate catastrophe. Now, as we know, this is an industrial civilization. What do we mean by that? It means that we derive all our energy, essentially, from fossil fuels. Fossil fuels, the burning of fossil fuels, obviously pumps carbon dioxide, CO2, into the atmosphere. And it's those CO2 emissions that are, according to the scientific, the conventional scientific argument, the primary force that is driving climate change. These industries, they drive our economies, they drive our society, they sustain our infrastructures. Yet these industries are the main engine of global warming in the last few decades. Obviously, this doesn't mean that all climate change ever is due to human-induced CO2. Scientists know that there are many other factors, including, you know, solar activity and things like that. But overwhelmingly, the scientific evidence shows that overwhelmingly, it's the primary factor is CO2 emissions. So where are we going to go at these current rates? And according to the UN's International Panel on Climate Change, they came up with a rather conservative set of predictions earlier this year for what might happen at current rates of emissions. And what they said was that if we carry on at current rates of emissions, global average temperature will probably rise to about 6.4 degrees Celsius by the end of the century. In which case, this planet will not be livable, not just for human beings, but for any species, for plant life, for anything. It just won't happen. Now, to be honest with you, when I actually heard this, I was completely shocked. I really couldn't believe it. And this is why I keep going on about this, because when you kind of compare the gravity of this kind of statement with the way that the British government, for example, was handling the issue, it doesn't make any sense. In October, earlier this month, John B. Dow, The Guardian, reported that Gordon Brown is now turning around quietly, I mean this was actually leaked from secret documents, was turning around of all his public pronouncements on climate targets. The aim was essentially to kind of reduce CO2 emissions to at least 60%. And they don't even want to do that. They quietly decided that they're not going to do it. So it really makes you wonder what's happening out there. The problem is that even the International Panel on Climate Change, even their projections have been criticized for being too conservative. Now, one of the guys who came out early on in the year when this report was first released was, his name is Dr. David Wasdall. He's a well-known climate expert, and he was an accredited reviewer of the IPCC report. And he came out when it just as it was published, and he did an interview with the New Scientist, and he said, The findings of this report have been watered down at the last minute by Western government officials. In the last minute, they flew in and they revised text line by line certain key points to make them seem less catastrophic, and then they released the report. And he said, as you compare line by line the final report compared with earlier drafts from a year before that scientists had written up, they literally just changed it to make it seem less worrying. And what he basically said is that everything that was removed concerns the potential for the climate to change faster because of positive feedbacks in the climate system. All of those references to positive feedbacks which will accelerate climate change were taken out. And just in the last week, the IPCC has essentially almost confirmed that its old projections were too conservative. I don't know if you've been following this. They just basically said that if you want to avoid the heating the globe to an average of 3.6 degrees, then we have to basically stop greenhouse gas emissions at... We have to stop basically no later than 2015. And by 2050, we have to make sure that all CO2 emissions are reduced by up to 85%. Now, what a number of scientists are now saying is that even what the IPCC just said is also conservative. And that's people from within the IPCC. One guy called David Carey, who was a member of the core team that wrote the report that just came out last week, he said, we may have already overshot that target. He said current emissions already are nearing the limit required in 2015 to limit warming to 2 degrees Celsius. I want us just to think what it means if we go beyond the 2-degree mark. Forget the 6-degree mark, which is obviously apocalyptic. Let's just take the 2-degree mark. According to Tom Burke, who used to advise the government, he was the government, British government advisor on biodiversity for quite a few years, he said that the 2-degree mark is almost already destined. We've already gone too far. What he said is that basically the amount of CO2 in the atmosphere at 2 degrees is supposed to be 400 parts per million. Now, according to Keith Shine, who's a meteorologist at the University of Reading, he set about to study how much CO2 we actually have. And what he found was that, unnoticed by scientific and political communities, it's risen beyond the 400 ppm mark. It's now 425 parts per million. And again, so that means that the 2-degree threshold is almost already here. Now, what does that mean? We're talking about fundamental shifts in the way that the world is going to work over the next 20 to 30 years. According to the US National Center for Atmospheric Research, already between 1970 and 2000, 10 to 15% of the Earth was experiencing unprecedented rates of drying as a result of global warming. Now what's happening is that because global warming is not just melting the Arctic, it's also melting the glaciers that feed the Asia's largest rivers. Now, the glaciers are basically a natural storage system. And what happens is they release water kind of normally during hot periods, periodically. Now, the shrinking ice sheets means that it's going to aggravate water imbalances, which is going to cause flooding as the melting accelerates. This is going to mean that there's going to be a reduction in river flows. And as a result of that, there will be less water around. And the impact is going to basically be on the developing countries mostly, but we are also going to be affected. You can see the figures there, they speak for themselves. What this means is that agriculture will just grind to a halt. People will not be able to grow food. Millions of people will not have access to water, they will not have access to food.
That was an excerpt from a speech by Nafiz Ahmed Mosaddegh at Imperial College London, November 20, 2007. The title was The Hidden Holocaust, Our Civilizational Crisis. The full speech is available in several parts on YouTube or as a download from the climate pages of ecoshock.org.